Okay, our next presentation is by Dr. Robert Dice, who is currently an internal medicine resident in Los Angeles and has recently completed a postgraduate fellowship at the University of California in San Diego in the Division of International Health. And the title of his presentation is Tuberculosis Knowledge Among High-Risk Individuals in the Endemic Borders of Border City of Tijuana, Mexico.
Thank you. I'd like to just thank my co-authors and begin the talk with some background. So I have no relationships to disclose. I'm returning to San Diego, so welcome to those who are visiting. If you're not aware, this city is about 30 miles away from the international border with Mexico, and hence the theme of the conference. So as far as TB epidemiology of this border region is concerned, in the United States, over half of TB cases occur among foreign-born individuals, with the largest number of cases coming from individuals who were born in Mexico. The Mexican state of Baja California has the highest TB incidence in Mexico, with a rate that's three times the national average. Populations at high risk for HIV in Tijuana also have a high prevalence of TB infection, and this was an abstract that was presented by Dr. Garfine, Richard Garfine, who's with us yesterday. There was a prevalence of HIV of about 4% in Tijuana, which is, you know, rapidly escalating, and prevalence of latent TB infection of 60%. TB cases in San Diego and Tijuana also report significant contact with residents across the border, so the tuberculosis doesn't necessarily respect international borders. And just to show you a little bit more of the epidemiology, we see that in both the United States and Mexico, the TB rates are higher in border regions than they would be in the nation overall. Here again, we see the high rate in Baja California, the state which includes Tijuana, and again, the rate in California, which is among the highest in the United States. So, a number of studies actually have taken a look at what people know about tuberculosis, because, you know, if you're at risk, it's a disease that you need to take measures against. One population that's a risk group for tuberculosis are people who use illicit drugs or inject drugs. So a number of studies have taken a look at this group, finding that TB among drug users, TB is understood to be treatable and generally worse with HIV. However, fewer drug users have tended to know about drug resistance or how exactly tuberculosis is spread. Confusion between infection and disease is also common, and this is, you know, common among, though these studies were conducted among drug users. Having recently just finished medical school, I suspect if we surveyed 100 medical students, they'd also be confused between infection and disease. Basically, anyone can be exposed to tuberculosis, but that doesn't necessarily mean they develop the disease. You have about a 10% lifetime chance of developing TB disease if you've been exposed to the bacteria. A study that was presented yesterday showed that foreign-born adults in the United States are less likely to have heard of TB. However, those who have heard of TB may know more about it. And this shows that, you know, people that are receiving education might be getting home the message, you know, if they've been treated or tested for tuberculosis here. So the objectives of our study were to describe TB knowledge and perceptions among high-risk individuals in Tijuana, and also to identify clinical and sociodemographic correlates of TB knowledge. Finally, we sought to identify opportunities for enhanced education and awareness of TB, including appropriate treatment. The methods of our study were to conduct a street outreach-based convenience sample. Our participants were 18 years or older and had to belong to one high-risk group, either they were homeless or had used drugs, illicit drugs or injectable drugs, or participated in the commercial sex trade. They also had to have no plans to relocate from Tijuana in the next 6 months. We conducted serologic testing, HIV testing, and QuantiFERON testing. QuantiFERON is it's a blood-based assay that tests for the tuberculin bacteria, similar to PPD testing with a tuberculin skin test, but it's blood-based. We also provided counseling and referrals, and for anyone who was exhibiting symptoms, we went ahead and ruled them out with a chest x-ray and acid fast bacillus smears times 3. Finally, we conducted a personal interview on domains including sociodemographics, drug use, sexual behavior, and medical history. As far as the TB knowledge assessment was concerned, these were the following questions we asked. We asked if TB can be spread person to person through the air. We asked if sharing toothbrushes, bottles, or dishes can increase the chance for spread, whether TB was a curable disease, whether people can have a form of TB that's not an active form of disease, and whether receiving BCG vaccination would protect a person from TB over the course of their life. Our analysis included data from 503 subjects. We used descriptive statistics and chi-square with sub-analyses by risk category and medical history. We also conducted sub-analysis with self-reported history of latent TB infection. Again, that's the history of being exposed without necessarily having the disease, and active TB history as dependent variables. So some demographic characteristics of our group. 6% and 7% report having a history of either being diagnosed with active TB or TB disease, or 7% reported having a history of a positive skin test. 4% in our sample were HIV positive, and as reported yesterday, 57% were QuantiFERON positive, meaning they'd been exposed to tuberculosis at some point in their lives. The risk categories of our population broke down by the following. 62% had used some form of a non-injectable drug over the previous 6 months, with 46% also injecting drugs. 23% participated in some form of commercial sex work or payment for sex, and 14% of our population was homeless. These aren't mutually exclusive risk categories, so some people might have had one more than one risk factor. 59% of our subjects were men, and the median age of our group was 36. So these are the overall answers to our questions. 85% answered correctly that TB is spread through the air, answering yes to this question. We asked again, this is the question of whether risk can be increased with sharing toothbrushes, plates, etc. 88% answered yes, and you know, we could argue that's really an incorrect answer based on the exact route of disease, but again, if you're sharing bottles or toothbrushes, that means you're in close contact with a person, and so we can overlook this one, but again, it's high numbers agreeing that close contact would put you at higher risk for tuberculosis. 86% of people believe that tuberculosis can be cured, and then to a lesser degree, people understood that infection without disease is possible, approximately 3/4. However, this one, only 27% correctly understood that BCG is not a vaccine that offers permanent protection throughout life. BCG is a vaccine that is not widely used in the United States anymore. However, in Mexico, it's frequently given to children, you know, at birth. It's meant to prevent TB meningitis. So many people report having BCG or having a BCG scar. Sometimes they receive a booster early in life, but generally it's not something that provides protection for life. TB knowledge did not differ significantly by risk category, QuantiFERON or HIV status, or even that group that reported having a history of active TB. Where we did find some differences were by people who reported having a positive skin test or a history of latent tuberculosis infection. In this group, more people identified, again, close contact or sharing household items as increasing risk for tuberculosis. And this group also appropriately understood that infection without disease is possible, having had a positive skin test and not having, you know, known that they had tuberculosis disease. They answered this correctly. However, interestingly, this group was more likely to answer the question incorrectly as to whether BCG offered permanent protection against tuberculosis. Again, only 8% in this group answered the question correctly, compared with 27% overall. So a few notes about our study. Our assessment of knowledge used a computerized interview and multiple choice categories, which may not reflect true knowledge or behavior if we're essentially suggesting an answer or, you know, having someone think about something that they might not have otherwise known themselves. This is kind of the fourth grade answer of, you know, multiple choice tests didn't reflect my knowledge, but it's a limitation in studies in general. Self-reported data was utilized for the history of latent tuberculosis infection, and this is also a sub-analysis of a larger study, so we didn't, you know, ask as many questions as we might have otherwise were this a strict TB knowledge study. Finally, this was a cross-sectional study, and causal inferences, therefore, should not be drawn. In conclusion, TB knowledge was shown to be very uneven among high-risk individuals in Tijuana. Individuals understood that TB was contagious, but not necessarily how. Also, the protection offered from the BCG vaccine was overstated among all participants in our survey. Educational opportunities at the time of diagnosis, testing, and treatment therefore appear to be missed. Again, we saw in our latent tuberculosis group, those with a positive skin test were more likely to overstate the protection from BCG vaccine. And in general, having observed no difference in knowledge between people with a history of TB disease and those without, again, we see that opportunities for education were missed. The implications of this are that increased screening and education for high-risk individuals should be considered a priority. It's already been shown in studies in the U.S. that investing in TB control in other countries is a cost-effective strategy for the United States. Thus, further study would be needed to characterize the role of screening and education on the incidence of TB among high-risk groups in Tijuana. These slides are available online, so if anyone would like these references, they're here. And I'd like to acknowledge our project funder, which was USAID, the funder of my own research, the National Institute of Drug Abuse. Our project staff and co-authors and the leader of the study was Dr. Richard Garfein. The Tijuana General Hospital Laboratory, who conducted all our quantiferon-based testing, and of course the participants who gave of their time. Thank you very much.
Our final speaker is Karen Waters Montijo, who is the chief of the immunization branch with the Health and Human Services Agency here in the County of San Diego. And it's the title of her presentation, if we can get this going here. I have to keep putting this out. I don't know why this doesn't want to get down. What, we just escaped?